Okay, here we are with part three.
I've got to find my shoes, though. And I am not seeing shoes.
Right down by the love seat, Sean.
Oh, okay.
Right down in front of
the love seat. Oh, my. Okay. Hold on. I've got to stand up really slowly and make sure this light's not going to fly off. I see socks in the floor. Okay. So, okay, since I started doing social skills classes, I wanted to make sure that everything in my life was different, you know, and that included doing the way I did audio booze, and here is how I feel, you know me, you guys, whoever has stuck with me have known that I don't want to be fake. Whatever I do, I want to be real. And the social skills classes, I believe, are not just building up an image, but building up a character. Now, I can't tell you anymore. After examining myself, I think we all have an image that we want to uphold. But it's when I think it's when it becomes everything. That's when it's too much. But even as we build character, we're building an image. And, you know, are we going to build a bad character for ourselves and put a facade on? Or are we going to build a good character for ourselves and let that show through as our image? And to me, I want to do the latter. And so social skills class, and yes, at 46 years of age, I did decide to take a social skills class because I wanted to stop having trouble or figure out why I was having trouble sometimes with getting along with people. And why was I having these run-ins? Why was it that people were wanting to grump at me or take issue with me? What was the matter with me? Well, and maybe nothing was actually the matter with me. But I think social skills has taught me more about when and when not to say stuff. You know, like if I don't want to argue with somebody, it's just better to shut up. And you can get out of the situation and leave it. You don't have, you know, it just gets over with quicker. Or just, you know, say what your opinion is. And say, well, I think it's this, without wondering, what are you really thinking? And why are you asking me that question? And this and that. And you know, I think, too, it's, you know, if I want people to be gentle with me, I need to be gentle with them. I need to try to figure out what's going on without feeling defensive or suspicious, too. And, you know, I think that social skills is just kind of helped me to carry myself better, to realize, hey, you know what? You really are being treated wrong. And then what I can go do is just go home and start praying about this or that or the other treatment and not ever mention it to any of the people again, and just say, you know, watch what the Lord does. You know, because the Lord does help me a lot in my life. You know, I had some major anxieties about some upcoming events that I'd I've already gone through, and some wrong thing, you know, the Lord was able to show me, ooh, you have some wrong thinking, and this is where some of the self-defense or defensiveness comes from. So if I just was calm and dealt with things a lot quieter, you know, my sister, when I had made a mess, I said, oh, darn it. And so Tara told me, she said, you know, nobody noticed until you said something. So that kind of really cemented to me that I'm on the right track. I'm not saying keep everything to yourself, but this is something that I really feel that has been important, because you should only really tell your safe people, your innermost thoughts and feelings. And that way, other people that want to be nasty, they can't hurt you if you're not telling them anything that they can use as weapons against you. Now, I don't know it's going to hurt if, say, you have been friends with somebody for a long time and then they decide to turn against you, and sadly, you have to treat them like they are not your safe friend. Because right then, they are not being your safe friend. And so they just get to miss out on, you know, things you might have shared with them. And it's sad, but it helps you to be safer. And, you know, see, part of what happened for me, I was seeing all this stuff about Skype and things. I thought, I'm going to share it. I'm going to show the world a different way. The passion is still there to try to do it, but I only would like to do it by example now, I think. And as I've done by example, I've actually had somebody younger than me teaching me some stuff, and then I've refined it to what I want. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if that person is strong enough to do this, and, you know, then I can do it too. It's just too, for me though, all of the fighting, no matter where it is, I don't care if it's on Skype or Facebook, Twitter, or in person. I've just come to a place in my life where I've decided I'm not going to fight with people. They will either listen to me and allow me to think what I think without thinking I'm being awful or whatever. I just don't need, I don't need all that. I can't really, you know. And if you do suffer anxiety, you will need to put some boundaries in place for yourself. And one of my boundaries is, I'm not going to fight with you. I will talk to you and tell you, this is what I think. But if you're not willing to listen, then I'm just going to go away. Because I can't do that. I just refuse to have all that tension. You know, someone starts giving me a phone call and they're all da 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 and all angry, I'm just going to be like, you know what? Call me back when you're not so angry. You know,